Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Welcoming in now Koki Riley over in Omaha, covering LSU baseball for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Koki, it was a heck of a past 2 days. How you doing, man?
Doing okay. Hanging in there.
Yeah, it was definitely a rough one last night. The Tigers get off to a good start. It was scary at first to see UCLA come out in the first inning, putting up the runs, and then it was great seeing the response from the LSU Tigers, not withering at all and just coming out strong, flexing their muscles. And we end up in, you know, after three innings in a suspended game that resumed this morning. And first thing that comes to my mind is, oh man, what an awful way to just waste an outing from Anthony Ianson. But hearing from Coach Jay Johnson after today's post game press conference, I just love the perspective that he always puts a spin on things. What are you going to do, basically, you know, to make a long story short? And if he shows frustration, it basically, you know, it trickles it down to his players, and he doesn't want to do that. But altogether, what an outing from this Tiger team the past 2 days, just really showing up big against UCLA.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was a pretty strong start with a 5-3 lead, and it just seemed like offensively they really got the bats going, and that was really the key to this game because Anthony Ianson did not have a very sharp start. Now they're showing the replay of the stolen base home steal attempt.
Yeah, he is out, right?
He is out. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, they called it out. Let's actually update folks on that real quick, Koki. I don't want to interrupt, but I mean, yeah, against Zach Ruth, the ace pitcher for Arkansas, UCLA loads the bases in the top half of the first inning with one out, and then a line out gets to two outs, and then they try to steal home with two outs and the bases loaded. I don't really understand that decision, and he gets caught at home. So UCLA, with the bases loaded situation in the top half of the first, are not able to strike first against Arkansas. Go ahead, Koki.
Yeah, absolutely. That is a very curious decision, but just – as for LSU, though, obviously, absolutely massive win. I think the offense and its performance was probably the most promising part of the entire night and morning. but yeah, I just thought they did a really good job of, you know, consistently stringing together strong at bats, you know, working walks, driving pitches for singles, not for doubles, but a lot of solid singles in this game. I think the only extra base hit they had was the Jared Jones home run. But yeah, I mean, if you can do anything close to that offensively, you're going to be very, very, very hard to beat because of the pitching staff that this team has. And five runs in this game is more than what they usually give up, against a team like UCLA. But I mean, if you're hitting the ball like that, it doesn't really matter. So just a really good overall well-rounded performance. And this is two games in a row where they've had pretty well-rounded days at the park. And when this team's clicking on both sides of the ball, they're just so tough to beat, especially given the pitching that they have.
Koki, you brought up a great point on social media that, you know, after they got punched in the mouth in the first inning against Anthony Ianson, he gives up the three spot. The four spot was incredibly important. But then after that, every single run they scored was with two outs. You had the Luis Hernandez hit. You had, you know, Jake Brown, Steven Milam, Danny Dickinson, and then Jared Jones with the final two-out hit there. But all those runs, it's the clutch hitting. We've talked about this time and time again, that this team wins on defense and pitching, but also getting the clutch hitting factor as well. And the two-out hitting was there for LSU in this very, very important game against UCLA.
Yeah, absolutely. You get the Jared Jones two-out hit at the very end of the game. You get the Luis Hernandez two-out single before the game was suspended, I guess. You know, you had a couple two-out singles from two big two-out hits from Milam and Brown. So this was Yeah, like these hits were absolutely huge for them, that's why they're moving on here. And I gotta say, like, this offense is just doing a much better. This right now, kind of on a heater when it comes to, you know, driving in runners with runners in scoring position with two outs or with the bases loaded. So if you can do that, then you're going to be a very tough team to beat when you have the starting pitching that this team has.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We've been kind of tossing around here back and forth, Koki, of who we think could be on the mound tomorrow for the Tigers. You've been around Jay Johnson and his ball club a ton this season. If you were to tap into his brain right now, what do you think that coach might be thinking is his starter for tomorrow against whoever it is between UCLA or Arkansas?
My guess is that it's going to be Newt. Not 100% sure about that, but I feel like, you know, Jaden Newt has gotten the ball a couple of times in these sort of situations where they need that third starter in case Nevins is being saved or used already. And I feel like he's a candidate for that because I think they like the role that Chase Shores is in, where it's like, maybe where it's, you know, shorter spurts, you know? So, I think considering that, as Fahiva Aloy just hit a 2-run homer, I gotta say though, like that's just kind of what makes sense to me right now in this moment. Just going to Newt, given that he can give you a little bit of length, kind of hit Arkansas with that fastball splitter combination. Assuming Arkansas wins this game, that's what worked for Anthony Ianson when he pitched against Arkansas. I mean, maybe Jaden Newt can bring sort of a similar thing. I think Zach Cowan's another name I feel like is going to pitch in this game at some point.
We're ridiculous behind you, Koki. We finally just saw the 2-run
like
shot.
Three pitches behind you, but that's okay. It's all good. So, Koki, I'm glad you brought up Zach Cowan's name because we've talked to a couple different reporters that have said that he could be the starter, and we'll see what it ends up being. I think it's going to be one of the two. We'll just have to see. But Cowan's going to have a role in this game. And, you know, I'll have to double check, but I believe that he did pitch in that game one against Arkansas, kind of following up Cade Anderson, and looked really good against the Razorbacks. I know that was when he was kind of on his heater, and he slowed down towards the end of the season into the postseason a little bit. But Zach Cowan still has Jay Johnson's confidence.
I think so. At least to pitch in the College World Series, right? Maybe he doesn't have the same confidence as he has in Cason Evans at the moment.
Right.
But I got to say, like, Cowan just hasn't been that great since the Texas A&M series overall. But the one weekend where he did pitch well was against Arkansas. So I am sort of curious to see if that could translate tomorrow, if that is the matchup and, you know, they get this game in. I'm really curious to see what happens there.
Koki, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And before we let you go, how are we looking weather-wise over there right now for this game tonight?
Keep showing it. It looks dark.
It is pretty dark here. People were very skeptical that they'd be able to get this game in. But I think right now it's fine, I guess. But it was raining a tad bit as we were leaving the park. And I think it's going to rain a lot more later tonight. So, yeah.
Always appreciate your time, Koki. Thanks so much for taking some time away from the ballpark and joining us from Omaha. Appreciate you, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks, Koki.
Koki Riley covering LSU baseball for the Times-Picayune and The Advocate. Our kind of boots on the ground in Omaha. I know we had Chesa Boucher also earlier on.
Yeah, no, and he has a different opinion with Jaden Newt. And it's going to be one of those two, you have to imagine, right,
right, Steve?
But you're going to use both of them at some point in the game regardless. And then Cooper Williams will be involved. Maverick Rizzi will be involved. Maybe Jacob Myers. And if you're in position to win, you could easily go back to Chase Shores as well late too. So we'll just have to see how Jay Johnson decides to play it. As we always say, though, Steve, we trust in Jay.
Amen to that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.